About 3 weeks ago, Sister Owa asked me what I thought about women ministries.
大约三周前，欧华姊妹有向我问起关于姊妹服事的想法。
I said that I fully supported the idea, and that I believed that both Jesus and Paul would agree with me.
我回答说，我完全支持姊妹在教会的服事，而且我相信主耶稣和保罗也会同意我的想法。
She mentioned that she would like to see the scriptural evidence.
那她提到说，希望看到姊妹在教会里服事的圣经依据。
So I started collecting some of the material I had, and also searched the internet.
我于是开始搜集了一些我自己已经有的资料，并且在网上也做了搜寻。
Then about 2 weeks ago, I sent out an email to many of you.
那大约两周前，我向你们当中的不少人发了一个电邮。
My primary purpose was to share my information with more people than just OWA.
那我的电邮的主要目的就是想要把我搜集到的资料和能够跟不仅是欧华，也跟其他的弟兄姊妹有分享。
Today we will look at the issue of women in the ministry from the example set by Paul and Jesus.
今天我们要从保罗和耶稣的榜样来看他们姊妹在教会服事这个议题。
In Romans chapter 16, verses 1 to 16, Paul greets a long list of his co-workers.
在罗马书16章1到16节那里，保罗向一长串的他同工们问安。
Among them, 10 out of 17 are women.
在被问安的17个同工当中，有10名是女性。
And many times Paul mentions the woman in front of the men.
而且在其中的时候，有多次保罗是将女性的同工放在男性之前。
Verse 7 reads, Greet Andronicus and Junior, my compatriots and my fellow prisoners. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me.
在罗马书16章第7节这样说，又向我亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和牛里亚安，他们在使徒中是有声望的，也是比我先在基督里。
Although the NIV translation uses the masculine name Junior rather than the feminine form Junior, there is almost unanimous agreement among Bible scholars today that Junior is the original reading, and this is demonstrated by a book called Junior, the First Female Apostle.
尽管我们现在有的这个 NIV 这个译本里，它将女性的本来是女性名 Julia 翻成了男性的一个名 Julian。那现在所有的圣经学者几乎都一致认为，在这个原文当中是女名 Julia。这个研究成果主要收录在尤尼亚第一位女使徒这一书当中。
For Junia to be an apostle means that she was an eyewitness to the resurrection and was sent by God the Father and Jesus Christ.To preach the good news.
尤尼亚之为使徒意味着他第一，他见证了主的复活；第二，他被父神和耶稣基督差遣去传讲复活的好消息。
The Greek-speaking church father Cyprian once said about Romans 16:7, "Greet Andreas and Junior, who are outstanding among the apostles."To be an apostle is something great. But to be outstanding among the apostles, just think what a wonderful song of praise that is. They were outstanding on the basis of their works and virtuous action. Indeed, how great the wisdom of this woman, who must have been that she was even deemed worthy of the title of apostle.
母语为希腊文的早期教会之父Siren 他曾这样评论这节圣经，就是罗马书16章第7节， 又问啊、安多尼亚和牛伊亚安他们在使徒中是有声望的。他接着评论道，身为使徒已非小事，但不仅如此，他们竟然是使徒中特别突出有声望的。想一下，这是多么大的一个赞美。他们有声望是因为他们辛苦为主做工，而且他们有美好的品行。确实，这位姊妹定会拥有何等大的智慧，以至于被认为配得使徒的称号。
However, this morning I will concentrate on Jesus' attitude toward women.
但是今早啊，我会花更多的精力在耶稣对如何对待女性上。
Women are prominent in the story of Jesus.
女性在耶稣的故事当中是举足轻重的。
He was born of a woman, had numerous interactions with a woman, and was seen first by women after his resurrection.
他由女性所生，与女性有多次的互动，最后他复活后第一个看到的也是女性。
He commissioned a woman to go and tell his disciples that he is risen, which is the central message of Christianity.
他赋予女性使命去告诉他的门徒他已复活的好消息，也是这个复活的消息，而这个复活的消息恰恰是我们基督信仰的基石。
The most striking thing about the role of women in the life and teaching of Jesus is the simple fact that they are there.
有关耶稣生活与教导的故事当中最显著的一件事就是这些、女性们都在其中。
Although the gospel text contains no special saying repudiating the view of the day about women, the gospel's uniform testimony to the presence of women among the followers of Jesus and who also listened to his teaching constituted a break with the tradition which happened at that time.
尽管福音书当中字里行间并没有专门针对性的反驳当时对女性的偏见，但他们都一致的见证了耶稣跟随者中和他的教导对象当中女性的存在。这是与当时犹太的传统是前所未有的，完全背离的。
Bible scholars suggest that Jesus having women follow him and him teaching women was without precedent in contemporary Judaism.
所以在福音书里面记载了耶稣的跟随者和他的教导对象当中都有女性的存在，这与当时的犹太传统是截然相反的。
The attitude of the average Jew to woman is reflected in a prayer that Jews at that time said in the morning, which is, Blessed art thou, O Lord, King of the universe, I thank thee that thou hast not made me into a Gentile, a slave, or a woman.
当时一般犹太人对女性的态度可以从他们平常的祷告词当中可见一斑。他们通常是这样祷告，创造天地的主永在的父感谢你让我身为男人，没有把我身为外邦人奴隶或者是一个女人。
The rabbi used to say that it is better to burn the Bible than to teach it to a woman.
当时的犹太拉比也曾经要讲到，他说宁愿把那个圣经扔到火里，也不教导一个女人。
Or to teach the Bible to a woman is like teaching it to a pig.
他说像一个女人来教导这些，就如同对猪来讲话。
But Jesus, however, treated women with respect.
但是耶稣在这里就是非常尊重女性。
Jesus gave no explicit teaching on the role of women in the church.
耶稣没有专门就女性在教会的服事角色做专门的教导。
In fact, he left no teaching at all concerning women as a class of people.
其实耶稣从未留下任何的是专门针对女性作为一个分门别类来进行教导。
He treated every woman he met as a person in her own right.
对待每一位他遇到的女性，他都是以对待一位每一位有固有其有对待像一个有其固有权利的人来对待。
A plain reading of Jesus' teaching recorded in all three synoptic gospels indicates that Jesus forbids any hierarchy in Christian relationships, presumably including both men and women.
我们只要读一下记载在三本弗类福音书当中耶稣的教导，就不难发现耶稣禁止一切的在基督徒当中的等级制度。
You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and that their high officials exercised authority over them. But it shall not be so among you.
禁止等级制度在所有的基督徒当中，这中间当然包括男人和女人。在马可福音十章四十二节，耶稣这样说：耶稣叫他们来，就对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。
Let's look at some specific examples of how Jesus treats women.
让我们来看一些具体的耶稣怎样来对待女人的例子。
Luke 8:1-3 reads, Sometime afterward, he went throughthe towns and villages, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and disabilities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, who was Herod's household manager, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their own resources.
路加福音第八章1-3节，过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。和他同去的有12个门徒，还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女。内中有称为抹大拉的玛利亚，曾有7个鬼从他身上赶出去，又有西律的家宰。普萨的妻子约雅拿并 苏萨拿和好些别的妇女都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
This mention of women suggests that Jesus had a group of women disciples who along with the 12 were among Jesus' inner circle.
这里特别提到的这些妇女提示着耶稣除了耶稣有一群女性的门徒他们和十二门徒一起在属于耶稣的最亲近的这样一个圈子。
Kenneth E. Bailey spent 40 years as a Presbyterian professor of New Testament in Egypt, Lebanon, Jerusalem, and Cyprus.
长老会的旧约教授 Kenneth Bailey 他曾经花了40年之久生活在埃及、黎巴嫩、耶路撒冷和塞浦路斯。
He writes about Christianity from a Middle Eastern cultural viewpoint.
他有专门一些著作是从中东的文化的这样的背景来看。
He finds evidence in several New Testament passages that Jesus had women disciples.
他从新约的圣经里发现了很强的证据，说耶稣有女性的门徒。
He first cites the reported occasion in Matthew chapter 12, verse 46-50, where Jesus' family appeared and asked to speak with him.
他第一个引用的就是马太福音十二章46-50那里，耶稣的家人来到耶稣面前，想与他讲话。
Jesus replied, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?"
耶稣却回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？
And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, These are my brother. Here are my mother and my brothers.
就伸手指着门徒说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”
For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姐妹和母亲了。
Bailey argues that according to Middle Eastern customs, Jesus could not properly have gestured to a crowd of men and said, "Here are my brothers and sisters and mother."
Bailey 他根据中东的习俗这样指出，耶稣他不可能指着一群只是男人来说，看哪，这是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲。
He could only have said that.In a group of both men and women.
他这样说只可能是意味着这群人当中有男人也有女人。
Therefore, the disciples standing before him were composed of men and women.
所以站在耶稣面前的门徒当中有男人也有女人。
Jesus practiced the ministry of touch.
耶稣他也实行触摸的这样的服侍。
Sometimes touching the untouchables and letting them touch him.
有时也去触摸那些不能够被触摸的，也让那些人来摸他。
Among the things considered defiling, which disqualifies a person for the ritual to religion, was an issue of blood, especially menstruation or hemorrhage.
在能够让人不洁净，以至于不能参加宗教的礼仪的。这样的不洁净的当中最特别突出的就是关于血的尤其是月经和血漏。
In Mark chapter 5, verse 25-34, one such woman had been plagued with a flow of blood for 12 years, and no one having been able to heal her.
在马可福音5章25节到34节记载了这样一位患血漏12年的妇人。没有人能够医治他。
She found the faith in the crowd to force her way up to Jesus, approach him from behind so as to remain inconspicuous, and simply touching his garment.
他鼓足了勇气，在很挤的当中挤向耶稣。他因为不想被别人注意，所以他从后面来靠近耶稣，想去摸他的衣服穗子。
When she did, two things happened. The flow of blood stopped, and she was discovered.
当她摸到耶稣的衣服穗子的时候，两件事发生了。第一，她的血止住了；第二，她也被发现了。
Jesus turned and asked who touched him.
耶稣就转过身问，谁摸了我？
The disciples tried to brush aside the question, protesting that in such a crowd, no individual could be singled out.
他的门徒，耶稣的门徒很不以为然，抱怨说：“有这么多的人，你能分出谁摸你呢？”
Jesus presses inquiry, and the woman identified herself and declared to the crowd the blessing that had come upon her.
当耶稣继续问下去的时候，这个女人就站出来承认了，而且她宣告向众人来宣告说：“祝福临到了她。”
Jesus treated her.As having worth, he did not rebuke her for the cultic code of holiness, which would have considered what she did as defiling him.
耶稣把他作为一个有价值的人来对待，并没有因他所做的按洁净的律法来说是会被归为使耶稣不洁净的事而责备他。
Rather, he relieved her of any sense of guilt.For her seemingly rash act, lifted her up and called her daughter.
相反，耶稣让这位女人不因她自己看起来似乎鲁莽的行为而自责，而是抬举她，称她为女儿。
He told her that her faith had saved her. He gave her his love, and he sent her away whole.
他告诉他，你的信救了你。他给他的爱， 他让他身体痊愈的离开。
Luke chapter 13 verses 10 to 17 reads, Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, a woman was there who had been disabled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten herself up completely. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, Woman, you are freed from your infirmity.
安息日，耶稣在会堂里教训人。有一个女人，这是路加福音13章10到17节。安息日，耶稣在会堂里教训人。有一个女人被鬼附着，病了18年，腰弯的一点直不起来。耶稣看见，便叫过她，对她说：女人，你脱离这病了。
Then he placed his hand on her, and immediately she straightened up. And praise God.
于是用两手按着他，他立刻直起身来，就归荣耀与神。
For the president of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work shall be done. So come and be healed on those days, and not on the Sabbath day."
管会堂的因为耶稣在安息日治病，就气愤愤的。对众人说，有六日应当做工，那六日之内可以来就医，在安息日却不可。
Then the Lord answered him, You hypocrites, do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from his stall and lead it to water.
主说，假冒为善的人哪，难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去饮吗？
Then send this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, be released from this imprisonment on the Sabbath day.
况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这18年，不当在安息日解开她的绑吗？
When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, but the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing.
耶稣说这话，他的敌人都惭愧了，众人因他所行的一切荣耀的事就都欢喜了。
Jesus calls the woman a daughter of Abraham. This is a term he probably made up to show her equal status with the sons of Abraham.
这里耶稣称这妇人为亚伯拉罕的女儿，这样一个说法可能是耶稣自己生造出来的，他显示了这位女性和亚伯拉罕的儿子一样的地位，中文都翻成是亚伯拉罕的后裔，没有区分开。
Now let's move on to the story of Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10 verse 38 to 42.
下面我们就移到马大和玛利亚的故事，这是我们非常熟悉的，在路加福音十章38到42节。
N.T. Wright comments on this story.
新约的学者 N.T. Wright 他这样评论这个故事。
Most of us grew up with the line that Martha was the active type and Mary the passive and contemplative type, and that Jesus is simply affirming the importance of both.And even the priority of devotion to him.
他说我们当中的大多数人，我们从小到大的对于这个故事的一个思路，就是马大是一个忙碌工作型的，玛利亚是一个安静思考型的。那耶稣在这里他特别强调了这两样的重要性，都重要。他尤其将灵修作为更加优先的，这是这个故事告诉我们的。
That devotion is undoubtedly part of the importance of the story, but far more obvious to any first century reader, and to many readers in Turkey, the Middle East, and many other parts of the world to this day, would be that the fact that Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet within the male part of the house, rather than being kept in the back rooms with the other woman.
我们刚才所提到的将灵修作为优先这样一个这一点当然是毫无疑义的。但是对于在中东或者世界其他地方的很多的国家，包括土耳其这些国家的读者来说，有一件事情是非常明显的，就是在这个故事里面，玛利亚不是去到所有女眷所在的后面的房间里，而是待在了这个房子里本来是属于男性所要在的地方的，而且在那里坐在耶稣的脚前。
This I am sure, pretty sure is what really bothered Martha.
我相信这一点恰恰是最让马大困扰的。
No doubt she was cross at being left to do all the work, but the real problem behind that was that Mary had cutting across the most basic social conventions.
当然把所有的工作都留给他做，马大会有些不开心，但是这后面最大的一个问题恰恰是他看到玛利亚公然打破了当时最基本的一个社会习俗。
It is as though in today's world you were to invite me to stay in your house, and when it came bedtime, I were to put up camp bed in your bedroom.
就我们想象一下，这就如同在现今的这个时代，你邀请我到你家去过夜，结果到晚上要休息的时候，我公然在你的卧室去搭了我自己的露营床。
We have our own clear but unstated rules about which space, whose space is which. So today,
对于我们自己我们各自所属的空间我们都有些不言自明的界限当时的犹太人也是如此。
And Mary has just founded them.
但是玛利亚在这里却完全打破常规。
And Jesus is clear that she is right to do so.
而耶稣却宣告他有这样的权利。
She is sitting at his feet. A phrase which doesn't mean what it would mean today. The adoring student gazing up in admiration and love at a wonderful teacher.
他坐在耶稣的脚前，坐在脚前这个词并不是我们想象的现在的这样的意思，像一个我们对着一个我们崇拜的老师，我们带着一个爱戴的一个仰慕的眼光去看着他。
As is clear from the use of the phrase elsewhere in the New Testament, for instance with Paul and Gamaliel, to sit at a teacher's feet is a way of saying that you are being a student, picking up the teacher's wisdom and learning.And in that very practical world, you wouldn't do this just for the sake of informing your own mind and heart, but in order to be a teacher, to become a rabbi yourself.
就如同在新约圣经里这样一个词，坐在脚前这样一个词被用的这样的上下文，我们可以看到其中有一处就是保罗与他的老师加马列这样一个坐在脚前这样一个意思实际上是意味着你要成为一个学生，你在来学老师的他的智慧除了学他的智慧以外在真正的现实当中，你不仅仅是为自己来吸取知识来学习，而是为了要去当一个老师，一个拉比。
Like much in the gospel,This story is less cryptic, as far as we are concerned, at least. But I doubt if any first century reader would have missed the point.
就像我们福音书里面很多处一样，这样一个故事对于我们现代人来讲，它的意义并不明确。但是对于一世纪的人来说，有这样的文化背景的人来说，他们绝对不会错过这一点的。
That no doubt is part at least of the reason why we find so many women.In positions of leadership, initiative, and responsibility in the early church.
这里也让我们看到，这毫无疑义的，也是另外一个很重要的原因。为什么我们在早期的教会里面有这样多的女性的领导人、发起人、负责人
I used to think of Romans 16 as the most boring chapter in the letter. And now, as I study the names and think about them, I'm struck by how powerfully they indicate the way in which the teaching, both of Jesus and Paul, was being worked out in practice.
我曾经认为，罗马书第十六章非常的无趣，就是他把，保罗的同工的一个长名单列出来，但是现在，当我仔细在研讨这些名字，在思考他们的时候，我心里大大的被触动，这是多么强有力的写明了保罗和耶稣的教导被在实践中的完全被操作出来。
Please note that most rabbis at that time would never teach a woman or have woman disciples.
这里我们要特别注意的，当时的时代的拉比，他们从来不会去教导女人，也不会有个女性的门徒的。
For instance, Rabbi Eliezer wrote in the first century, during Jesus' time, rather should the words of the Torah be burned than entrusted to a woman. Whoever teaches his daughter the Torah is like one who teaches her obscenity.
比如一位拉比，他这样在耶稣同时代的一世纪的时候，他这样写道：与其教导一个女人圣经，不如把这个圣经扔到火里去。不管谁，他教导他的女儿圣经的话，就像教导这个女孩子淫乱。
But here Jesus affirmed Mary's right to be a student, to be a teacher, and to be a leader.
但是这里耶稣他却赞扬了，肯定了玛利亚成为一位学生，成为一位老师，成为一位领袖的权利。
Our final female figure in Jesus' story is Mary Magdalene.
下面我们最后一个要来查考的耶稣故事里的女性，就是摩大拉的玛利亚。
In Matthew, Mark, and John, either Jesus or the messenger commissions Mary Magdalene, either alone or with other women, to proclaim the good news.
在马太福音、马可福音和约翰福音里，耶稣或者是天使都有赋予玛利亚、马大拉的玛利亚以及其他的或者是单独或者是和其他的妇女一起来宣讲耶稣复活的好消息。
According to Matthew and Mark, all the men fled during the crucifixion, while the women remained at the foot of the cross.
根据马可福音和马太福音，在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，所有的男人都四散奔逃，唯有一些妇女，他们一直待在十字架的脚下。
Later, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, went to visit Jesus' grave early the first Easter.
之后也是几位妇人，摩大拉的玛利亚，雅各的母亲玛利亚，以及撒罗米三位，他们来到在第一个复活节的时候，在就是第三日的时候，来到耶稣的坟墓前。
Mark 16:4-7 reads, When they looked up, they saw that a stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were afraid.
在马可福音第十五章，十六章第四到第四节这样说，那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
But he said to them, Do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is a place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.
那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得，说他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
The women are given a commission to tell the good news.
所以这里这几位妇人被赋予了来传讲耶稣复活的好消息的使命。
In John, Mary Magdalene is single-handedly responsible for sharing the good news of the resurrection with the other disciples, a role which would later earn her the title the Apostle to the Apostles.
在约翰福音里，我们可以看到摩大拉的玛利亚，她独自承担了来宣讲耶稣复活的好消息给其他的门徒。这样一个角色使她赢得了一个称号，叫做使徒的使徒。
Also, John is the only gospel to portray female characters in leadership roles proclaiming the good news.
这里约翰福音 也是、特别来、描绘了一个女性的角色在一个领导的位置来宣讲耶稣复活的好消息。
Today, many people, including very conservative Protestants, still regard Mary Magdalene as a prostitute.
今天很多的人，包括很多很保守的更正教的信徒，仍然把摩大拉的玛利亚，把对她的印象还停留在是一个妓女上面。
This idea is not from the Bible.
这样一个想法不是从圣经来的。
According to the Bible, Mary Magdalene was Jesus' most faithful follower.
根据圣经，摩大拉的玛利亚是耶稣最忠实的信徒。
She was at the cross until the very end.
她一直待在十字架上直到最后一刻。
She saw his agony, heard his cries, watched as life drained from Christ's face.
她看见主的痛苦，听到他的呼喊，也看到生命气息从他的脸上流去。
And now it is the morning of the third day, and Mary is making her way to Jesus' tomb.
现在是第三日的早晨，玛利亚来到耶稣的坟墓前。
She discovers that a stone had been moved from the entrance, and the body of her beloved master was missing.
她看到堵住坟墓洞口的大石头被挪走了，她所爱的所爱的主的身体不见了。
We can only imagine the thoughts that ran through her mind.
我们现在只可想象当时她脑子里所想的。
She ran to two of Jesus' closest disciples and reported them that someone had taken the Lord's body.
她就跑向耶稣最亲近的两个门徒，告诉他们说，有人把主的身体偷走了。
Notice that she doesn't even mention the possibility of resurrection.
我们可以注意到他这里从来都没有提到复活的可能性。
It's important to understand that Jesus' closest disciples, even Mary, were totally taken off guard by his resurrection.
很重要的，我们这里看到耶稣的最亲近的门徒，包括玛利亚，他们对于耶稣的复活是完全出乎意料之外的。
Even though Jesus had tried to prepare them,The idea was simply too big for them to comprehend until they experienced it firsthand.
尽管耶稣在之前有预备他们的心，但是这样一个复活的想法对于他们来讲实在是太大了，不能够理解，直到他们亲身经历。
The two men ran to the tomb and confirmed what Mary had told them.
耶稣两个最亲近的门徒然后也来到坟墓看到了玛利亚所告诉他们的。
Since there was nothing more that could be done, they went home.
因为没有什么可以再做的，他们也就回家了。
And John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18 reads, But Mary remained outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over once more and looked into the tomb. This time, she sees two angels in white. seated where Jesus' body had been. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken away my Lord," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him."
于是两个门徒回自在约翰福音二十章十一到十八节这里说，两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么要哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
Then Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing there. She did not realize, however, that it was Jesus.
说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?"
耶稣问他说，妇人，你为什么哭？你找谁呢？
Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him."
玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
Jesus called her name, Mary.
耶稣说，玛利亚。
Something in the way he called her name brought her back to reality.
主耶稣叫他的这样一个叫他名字，使他重新回到现实。
She turned around and hugged him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher.
玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉伯尼。
Stop clinging to me, Jesus told her, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am in the process of ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God.
耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
Mary Magdalene went to the disciples. I have seen the Lord, she announced, reporting what he has said to her.
摩大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他也将主对他说的话告诉他们。
N.T. Wright refers to Mary Magdalene as the apostle to the apostles.
N.T. Wright 他在谈到摩大拉的玛利亚时，是把她称作使徒的使徒。
Because she brought the good news of Christ's resurrection to the others.
因为她把耶稣基督复活的好消息传给了其他人。
She and the other woman stayed with Jesus at the cross, while all the male disciples fled for their lives.
当耶稣的其他的男性的门徒四散奔逃的时候，玛利亚和其他的妇人一直和耶稣待在一起，在十字架下。
Mary Magdalene was loved and respected by the early Christians.
摩大拉的玛利亚深受早期的基督徒爱戴和尊重。
The beloved martyred Christian bishop of Rome, in the 200 AD, Hippolytus, was aware of the tradition that Mary was known as the apostle to the apostles, and this tradition lasted until the 12th century.
在生活在公元200年左右的罗马的很深受爱戴的是一位殉道者，因为罗马的教神父 Hippolytus, 他也深知玛利亚被称为使徒的使徒的这样的传统，这样一个传统一直延续到公元十二世纪。
He said, "Lest the female apostles doubt the angels, Christ himself came to them so that the woman would be apostles of Christ." And by their obedience, rectified the sin of ancient Eve. Christ showed himself to the male apostles and said to them, It is I who appeared to these women, and I who wanted to send them to you as apostles.
这位教会之父这样写的，不要让女性的使徒来怀疑天使，主自己就曾经对他们来到他们这里，使得女性能成为基督的使徒，因着这些女的使徒的他们的顺服，他们弥补了夏娃早先的罪。 主基督也向男性的使徒来显现，来对他们说：“我是我差遣这些女人，然后也是我差遣他们去给你们作为使徒。”An
apostle is a person who is sent as an ambassador, and his or her power and authority is dependent on the person who sent them.
使徒的定义就是，他是第一，他是个使者，是被差遣的；第二，他差遣人赋予他力量和权柄。For
Paul, there are two qualifications to be an apostle. The person must have seen the risen, living Christ, and the person must have received a divine commission to proclaim the good news.
对保罗来说，成为使徒有两个条件。 第一，这个人他曾亲见复活的基督；第二，这个人他领受了一个神圣的使命，去传讲耶稣复活的好消息。Gregory
of Antioch, around 500 AD, portrays Jesus as appearing to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary at the tomb and saying to them, "Be the first teachers to the teachers, so that Peter who denied me learns that I can also choose women as apostles."
在公元593年时代的这样一位Gregory，安提阿克的Gregory，他这样来有一段文献是这样描述耶稣显现向马大拉的玛利亚和另外一个玛利亚在坟墓前向他们显现的时候对他们说，成为教师的教师。 使得这样彼得还有那些曾经否认我的彼得就知道我已经拣选了女人为使徒。Karen
King of Harvard Divinity School refers to the picture of Mary Magdalene given by Christian writings found in Egypt.
哈佛神学院的教授 Karen King 他曾经根据 在埃及发现的古代基督徒文献，来特别提到关于抹大拉的玛利亚。They
show that Mary was a prophetic visionary and a leader within one sector of the early Christian movement after the death of Jesus.
这些早期文献显示，抹大拉的玛利亚是一位有先知性恩赐的、很有意向的领导者。他在一个当地一个早期基督徒运动当中是一个。 很显著的一个领袖。King
writes, "The newly discovered Egyptian writings elaborates this portrait of Mary as a favorite disciple."
King 这样写道，新发现的这些埃及的文献显明了抹大拉玛利亚是一位深受耶稣喜爱的门徒。Her
role as apostles and apostles is frequently explored, especially in considering her faith, in contrast to that of the male disciples who refused to believe her testimony.
玛利亚作为使徒的使徒的角色，在这个文献中被多次涉猎，尤其是把她的信心与那些知道听了她的见证仍然不信的男性的门徒来做对比。She's
most often portrayed in text that claim to record dialogues of Jesus with his disciples, both before and after the resurrection.
在这个文献当中，有很多的，在多次的耶稣与他的门徒对话，不管是耶稣复活前还是复活之后的，在这些对话当中，玛利亚都被提到。In
the dialogue of the Savior, for example, Mary is named along with Judas, who is Thomas, and Matthew in the course of extended dialogue with Jesus.
在救主的对话这一章当中，有一段耶稣与耶稣的门徒与耶稣的对话记录。在这个其中，玛利亚与多马和马太都名列其中。
During the discussion, Mary addresses several questions to the Savior as a representative of the disciples as a group.
在这些对话当中有些是讨论的时候玛利亚是作为整个门徒的一个代表来阐述一些问题。
She does appear as a prominent member of the disciple group and the only woman named.
她在这里看起来是这群门徒的首领。
Moreover, in response to a particularly insightful question, the Lord says to her, You make clear the abundance of the revealer.
在这里也记录了有一次当她回答了一个非常有洞见的问题的时候主耶稣这样称赞她说你将上帝的丰盛清楚地显明。
At another point after Mary had spoken, the narrator states, she uttered this as a woman who had understood completely.
在另外一处当玛利亚讲话之后这位记述者这样说他所讲的话显明了他完全理解了所有这一些经文。
These affirmations made it clear that Mary could be counted among the disciples who fully comprehended the Lord's teaching.
这些肯定都充分显示了玛利亚是在那些充分透彻的理解耶稣的教导的门徒当中。
At the conclusion of the word, in conclusion, from the way he treated women, Jesus demonstrated what Paul puts in Galatians 3:26-28.
最后我们总结通过以上这些耶稣对待女性的这些例子耶稣向我们充分展示了保罗在加拉太书第三章26节到28节所表现的。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
加拉太书三章26到28节这样说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。并不分犹太人、希腊人，自主的、为奴的、男的、女的，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what kind of circumstances you are in, and no matter what kind of social status you have, Jesus loves you, and he cherishes you.
弟兄姊妹们，不管你所处的境况是如何，不管你的社会地位是如何，耶稣爱你，他珍惜你。
The Lord does not look at the things the way that man looks at them, because man looks at the outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华不像人看人，人看外貌，神看内心。
Finally, I want to return to the story of Mary crying at the tomb.
最后我还是想回到在坟墓前哭泣的玛利亚这个故事。
Many of you may have been there, haven't you?
我们其中很多人都曾经在那里，是不是呢？
A parent, a friend, perhaps even a child, you have stood there by the tomb and wept.
不管我们是作为一个父母，作为朋友，甚至我们是孩子的时候，我们都曾经站在坟墓边哭泣。
Perhaps you wept so hard that you could not even sense the risen master standing next to you, seeking to comfort you.
在我们痛哭的时候，也许我们都没感受到那位复活的主就站在我们旁边，来想办法要来安慰我们。
And now you are here, seeking as we all do, to hear your name called, to experience the kind of transformation Mary Magdalene experienced, to have the fog of doubt lifted and fear lifted, and your mind and heart to know the good news that it is really true.
现在你在这里，希望你的名字被叫到，去经历玛利亚，马大拉的玛利亚所经历的那个巨大的转变，去让你头脑和心灵里的疑惑和惧怕都被去掉，
Christ,
能够使你能够知道耶稣复活的、好消息是真的。
Christ lives, and because he lives, you and I can receive the gift of eternal life.
基督活着，因为他是活着的，你和我能够领受永生的好礼物。
It is natural for us to have these yearnings.
对我们来讲，有这样的渴望是非常自然的。
Even the most skeptical among us still have a glimmer of hope that the Easter story is true.
就是我们当中最持怀疑态度的人，可能都会有一点点希望，希望复活节的故事是真的。
That Christ has been raised from the dead.
就是基督他被从死里复活了。
Have you ever heard Christ speaking your name?
你曾经听过主叫你的名字吗？
I believe he's speaking it right now.
我相信他现在就在叫。
God is constantly revealing himself to those who would see him.
神他不断地将他自己显明给那些寻求他的人。
And God is speaking our name to anyone who will listen.
不管是有谁有这样一个倾听的心的时候，神就向我们来讲话。
If you are crying on the inside this morning, wipe your tears for a moment and listen.
如果今天早晨你心里在哭泣的话，擦干你的眼泪，倾听你的心声。
God is here. Christ is alive.
神就在这里。基督是活着的。
He's speaking your name.
他在叫你的名字。
He's saying to you, it's all real. I am with you. I conquered death.
他在对你说，这一切都是真的。我与你同在。我已经胜过了死亡。
Mary was crying by the tomb.
玛利亚在坟墓前哭泣。
The Master called her name, just as Christ is calling your name.
主叫他的名字，就如同主在叫你的名字。
And something dramatic happened in Mary's life.
那玛利亚的生命就发生了巨大的转变。
Mary Magdalene will never be the same again.
抹大拉的玛利亚生命不再一样。
Because she was the first human being, male female, who knew for certain that Christ is alive.
因为他是包括男女在内的人类当中第一个确信耶稣复活了的人。
What a wonderful thing that would be.
那是何等奇妙的事。
Christ is risen.
耶稣基督复活了。
Christ is risen indeed.
基督确实复活了。
Thank you.